This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is Mark Springer, who is running for another term on the Bethel City Council. The election is Tuesday, October 3rd. Here to speak with Mark is KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello. Good morning to you both.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Good morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Francisco. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I guess, you're no stranger to KYUK, so I think it's safe to say that a lot of people know who you are. You're one of the three incumbents. I'm interested to hear you from the perspective of you, how you think that the city council candidate forum went.
Well, I thought it went real well. I mean, it was one of the bigger ones that we've had. We've had pretty full house candidate-wise in the past. But no, it went real good. KYK and Delta Discovery did a really good job with it.
And what was your takeaway from it?
The only thing that kind of bugged me was in the past when the candidates have gotten to ask each other questions, the candidate asking the question got to answer it also, and we didn't do that this time.
Okay.
Otherwise, it was good questions all the way around.
And, yeah, I guess, like, you know, we just had a because of the scheduling, I mean, there was an interesting city council. It was the last city council meeting, you know, and so I was interested to hear your thoughts on anything on the last city council meeting.
Well, it's not technically it's not the last one. We have to canvass the election,
right,
and then elect, organize. Well, that's after people get signed in. It was a fairly typical council meeting. People that were paying attention got to see a little parliamentary functionality when we had a couple of ordinances and resolutions come up that maybe needed some more work, and we were able to leave them on the table, so to speak. So it was really fairly typical council meeting.
I'm interested to hear your thoughts on the community action grant, you know, and trying to push that off. You know, there was a couple of folks that showed up to speak and that will be impacted by that, and I kind of want to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, yeah, representing organizations, representing SWAG, and they they like to financially program Chamai a little bit ahead of time because they've got airplane tickets to purchase for dance groups, and things to do there, and the Winter House, which is going to be opening here in a few days, so it's perfectly understandable. And what wasn't understandable, I was a little bit disappointed that we didn't have much backup or any really backup from the manager on the base, you know, for his recommendation. Councilmember Batchelor, who's on the Community Action Grant Committee, referred to enormous amount of legwork that has to get done, and we don't have a grant manager to do it, to go over the applications. But trying to put it off until the middle of 2024 seemed a little onerous. I'm glad that SWAG and the Winter House and them were able to come in. And like I said during the meeting, I said, we have done big grants. When we had the CARES money and we were using it for economic assistance to businesses, we contracted with Bethel Community Services Foundation to put out the applications and review them and rake recommendations. And those were some pretty fat three-ring binders that came in. So compared to that, community action grant applications are not too, the whole process of reviewing them and getting them in front of the committee is not a particularly difficult proposition.
And so you've been here a long time. Talk to me about, like, the trends. There seems to be, I've only have a year kind of reference here, mm-hmm. but these open positions are I feel impacting the community.
Like the city manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hiring a city manager is never an easy process. You know, the council has responsibility to try to find somebody who knows what they're doing and who's going to fit into the community. We've had city managers that have literally been here just a few months, and we've had city managers that have got some very long tenure and have been quite successful. So it's tough. We're fortunate. Mr. Lanning, Alan Lanning, the interim city manager, is very experienced, very competent. He doesn't say much during the council meetings, but when he does talk, it's worth listening to. The finance director position that we keep talking about, that's a tough one. There's a lot of municipalities around the state that are looking for finance directors. It's not an easy one to fill. I always say about finance departments, and I kind of learned this with a previous employer, is that, finance departments can seem kind of Machiavellian. I'm not sure why, but they just do. And that's something I've observed a lot of places. And so whoever the finance director is really has to be able to, to ride that. I know that's kind of an arcane comment, but we'll get one. The city manager is the one who hires the finance director. The other positions that are open, we always have turnover in the police department. We have turnover right now at, in public works, and it would be nice to have those positions filled up, especially with winter coming.
And so how do you try to address that turnover? I mean, how can the city council, if anything at all, try to address that turnover rate?
It's hard. Ideally, we would be very aggressive. The HR department would be very aggressive with doing exit interviews and finding out why people are leaving, and then report that to the city manager, and the city manager can, identify those trends. We do have a bargaining unit. Collective bargaining union, and so we have negotiated pay scales for positions. We can go up on those, and sometimes we do. That's all a negotiating issue. We do have good benefits. I mean, if you've got a young family and you're here in Bethel and you want a job and you got kids, we've got great insurance. We got great benefits. We got pretty good retirement. So we're very competitive as far as that goes with other organizations in town. But it's, the last few years since, 2019, 2020 have been kind of squirrely everywhere,
right,
for employers. I mean, around the world.
Yeah. I mean, you even tried to throw your name in the hat in the city manager position. You try to get the waiver done. I mean, do you have anything to say about that? Or?
Well, I never, I guess when I recused myself from discussion of that ordinance that would waive the requirement that a somebody who had been on the city council, right now it says if you can't get hired by the city for any job if you were on the city council less than a year previous to your application. So, whether I was interested in being the city manager or being a water truck driver doesn't really matter. It went down 3-3 and. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Do you think with the possible new people, will you try to bring that waiver in again?
Well, I didn't introduce it.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I recused myself when it came up because I may have had an interest in applying for a position, but I didn't bring it up. And there have been other people who were previous city council members who were interested in really important jobs. We had a former city council member who wanted to be water plant operator and was qualified and was unable to get hired because they had been on the council, they left less than a year before. So, you know, we're potentially cutting out a, we actually are cutting out a pool of potential employees, and not, you know, certainly not just me and, you know. I got to say, I applied for city manager once before, mm-hmm. and I was not on the council. Pete got hired. And, you know, after a couple of, I got back on the council after a couple of city council meetings watching Pete in action, I'm thinking to myself, thank God they didn't hire me.
And it appears to be like you mentor a lot of the, or just my observation, you mentor some of the younger city council members, like, you know, have you always been that way?
Yeah, you know, if my experience being a, you know, whether I was the city administrator out in Hooper Bay or working over at YK and grant writing and having, you know, new grant writers working for me. Yeah, I really enjoy that. I really enjoy that, you know, passing on what little I know and, you know, making sure that people are comfortable in the jobs that they're doing and that they develop their skills. You know, I really like doing that. And whether it's, you know, somebody who's working with me or somebody who's serving with me, it's the same way.
And so what do you say to members in the community that you'd like to see more participation from, whether it be the Alaska Natives or the younger people? I mean,
well, you know, first of all, KYAK doesn't have a ratings book, do you? So we don't know how many people are listening to city council meetings
right.
on KYAK. I suspect it's a lot. That's participation. Because people are listening to what's going on, and when they see a council member, they go talk to them. Just because we have an empty city hall chambers on a Tuesday night, except for the council members and staff, that doesn't mean anything. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there is an issue, I've seen the place packed, you know, for people to be heard. People have no qualms about coming in and saying what's on their mind, whether it's about something that's on the agenda or something that's happened in the community. I think that we do have a lot of that participation. The question about, it was asked, how do we get more Alaska Natives on the council? Well, we have two Alaska Native women that are on the council right now. We've had, and Sugar is not the first Alaska Native mayor, Yupik mayor, that we've had in this town. Her mom was the mayor. Agnes Phillips was the mayor. Jean Peltola was the mayor, senior. We've had, historically, there's been plenty of representation of Bethel's diversity on the city council.
And what would you like to see get done, or what you have any plans, progress, or goals if you do get reelected?
You know, we've got... we have a lot of infrastructure needs still. The price keeps going up. I mean, holy cow, if you've been listening to the talk about the Avenues Water and Sewer Project, getting pipe down there on 7th Avenue, 6th Avenue, and extending it up to the highway towards the Longhouse. I think we only got one bid, and it was astronomical, nowhere near the amounts that we could get in grants and even loans, and nowhere near what that project was, you know, bid to cost. So we're seeing that going up. I keep saying I live in Kasaili, so I'm prejudiced about roads, you know. My grandson calls me up at 10 o'clock at night and says, Uppa, come get me. Well, there's a 10-mile round trip. On top of all the other 10-mile round trips earlier in the day. So, you know, we want to keep the roads good. I like the EK-35 up there on Ptarmigan Street. Seems to be doing well. I'd like to see a lot more of that. It beats the heck out of calcium chloride, and it certainly beats the heck out of dust. So roads are really important. The water and sewer infrastructure is really important. Economic development in the community is really important. There are more small business opportunities, I think, that that are there for Bethel. If you go to Nome, if you go to Kotzebue, if you go to communities in Southeast that are almost the same size as Bethel, you're going to look around. You're going to go, you know, oh, there's a bookstore. There's a nice, you know, gift shop, whether it's tourism-related or not. And, yeah, we don't have tourism here. We do in the sense that a lot of people come to Bethel,
right.
You know, from the village and stuff, go to the hospital. So we do have a a lot of visitor population. But there's opportunities here for more small business, and more small business means more sales tax for the city.
Yeah. We're running short on time. Is there anything else that you want to say? Anything? Any other wise words of wisdom?
Yeah. None out of my mouth. Well, hopefully, I want to say good morning to any of my Twitter fam that's listening on KYUK streaming. And thank you, everybody, for listening this morning. And thanks, KYUK. Coffee's always really informative and important program. And I'd appreciate your vote. For another 2-year term on the Bethel City Council.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Mark.
You bet, Francisco.
That's KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello speaking with Mark Springer about why he wants another term on Bethel City Council. The election is this coming Tuesday, October 3rd. Join us tomorrow for coffee at KYUK to listen to Teresa Keller, who is also hoping for your vote for a seat on Bethel City Council.
This is Coffee at KYUK.
That's Coffee, weekday mornings at 8:40. Catch up on old episodes by visiting kyuk.org or find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.